What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So the FCC is listening to the gestures from CBS. They're canceling certain things that Trump might find offensive. They're canceling certain things that some conservatives might find offensive. And again, I think this is a dangerous thing because, you know, if you get, you can't count Joe Biden as an active Democrat who was president because he was called Sleepy Joe for a reason. I mean, the guy was sleepy. He was not a powerful president. But what if you get some renegade, not progressive, but you get some renegade moderate Democrat in office? He's going to have the power to do the same thing Trump is doing, but in the other direction. And if a Democrat gets in the White House, hey, that's going to be great for talk radio. So I'm going to embrace that. You know, plus if things go too far one way, I like him to swing back the other way. But since so much of this involves the concept of being woke, which for so many people is such a bad thing, and I believe that woke, you know, can get out of control. Woke is just a new, updated version of political correctness. In theory, it's the same thing. Here's a definition of woke. A heightened awareness of social injustices and inequalities, particularly those relating to race and discrimination. But the term has also become highly challenged and is often seen both positive and in a negative way. But if you're so into being anti-woke, would you explain to me how woke has affected you? What has woke done to you? Again, don't speak for the country. Well, it's bad for America. You know, these shows are bad. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear how it's bad for you. Can anybody explain how woke has personally impacted their lives? And in what way? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian, I'm sure you'll agree that there's just been a lot of hysteria about the concept of woke, and conservative media pushes this idea that woke is bad. And, you know, I think some things go too far. But the idea of being aware of inequalities seems to me to be in the spirit of being an American.
Yeah.
And I just don't know, with all the people who are so riled up about, yeah, woke is bad. Okay, explain to me how woke has impacted you as an individual.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I will let the audience speak to that truth for themselves. I suspect I know what the answer is, even if people don't really find the right words to articulate it. But, you know, I like the definition you read. To me, that sounds, that kind of rings true. You know, to be woke, before conservatives seized on it and repackaged it as something else, it meant to be thoughtful and compassionate and well-informed. And it meant that you didn't ask other people to prove their humanity to you in order to gain your respect. It means you want the world to be a better place for everyone, not just yourself. Coming to America and, you know, establishing a new nation that's based on, you know, individual freedoms and freedom of religious oppression and persecution, that's woke. Freeing the slaves is woke. Making it possible that people of two different racial backgrounds can get married and have a family, that's woke. Giving non-white people the right to vote in this country, that's woke. Giving gay and lesbian and queer people the right to, you know, live and work in the world, you know, free from discrimination or harassment, that's woke. I mean, the world is just getting woker all the time. This really goes like all the way back to the Enlightenment. So the idea,
the Age of Enlightenment, that goes back, right. You know, that goes back hundreds
that's
and hundreds
five,
of years.
600 years ago. You know, it's just the evolution of human thought and the idea that we can gain more out of this life by treating each other with respect and decency, just as a baseline, instead of demanding that you do something to make me give that to you. And it makes me, I laugh at CBS saying, oh yeah, oh, we'll get rid of all the DEI, sir. Columbia University, oh, we're going to get rid of all the DEI. They know the writing is on the wall and that in 3 years, they are going to go right back to doing what they've done with their DEI programs and all their woke courses and all their woke programming. Why? Because it's good for business. Companies that have DEI practices that are well functioning, and I'm you know, let's just pause for a minute to say they don't always work well. Sometimes they go awry and they cause more harm than there is benefit. But if they're well executed, those companies are more profitable, more innovative, they're better at retaining talent. Because this is at the core of human decency. This is what we all want from each other. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah,
that's what woke is.
That's right out of the Bible. I think the Bible
It sounds somewhat
woke.
Familiar, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
And you know, look, here's a real basic example of woke. Saying happy holidays at Walmart when people are coming in during the holidays, that's woke. But it's also good for business because not everybody celebrates Christmas. And I have never been offended by happy holidays, because when somebody tells me, a Christian, a Catholic who celebrates Christmas, when I hear happy holidays, I just translate that into that's part of Christmas, because Christmas is part of the holidays. So, hey, happy holidays to you, too. Why have we gone out of our way to be offended about things that really shouldn't offend us? And it's because, you know, again, we go back to this idea that there's anger in America, and conservatives have taken, look, this is not all conservatives and not all Republicans. But there are people in the conservative media in that echo chamber who have seized upon the moment to turn woke into attention, which turns into revenue, which turns into, you know, ratings and then revenue. So they've made woke a commercial thing, or being against woke a commercial campaign to lead to ratings and then to lead to revenue. And people are already afraid that they're losing who they are. You're not losing who you are. If you lose who you are not that set on who you were in the first place. Nobody can take away who you are. The government can't take away who you are. Nobody's taking away who I am. I'm who I want to be. I'm who I am. Honestly, on the air, off the air, I'm who I want to be. And you can be who you want to be. And man, don't believe this BS that somehow the government or being woke is taking anything away from you and your family. Because I don't think it is. And if you want to join us, what has woke taken from you? How has woke impacted your life? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
Before we go one step further, let's be clear about historically where this term originated. And it wasn't with latte sipping limousine liberals in New York and Massachusetts and Los Angeles. It was with black people.
That's right.
Here's a text that says, woke is about being informed. It pertains to black people understanding disparities. White people don't want black people informed on the truth. You know, it pertains to black people understanding disparities in spite of white people not wanting them to understand
right.
that.
But honestly, I don't think a lot of people know the origin of woke.
No.
They just know woke as it's filtered through the conservative echo chamber.
There's a text here also that says woke started out good, but then it was hijacked by liberal white people. I don't think I quite agree with that. I think black America not only invited or begged, but demanded white people to meet them where they were in 2014, 15, 16, when we start kind of having this national awakening about, oh my God, we are not living in a post-racial society. The whole Black Lives Matter movement is predicated on the fact that Black America is calling us in and saying, please, please do whatever you can to see the world through our lens. Walk in our shoes for a mile, you know? I don't think that liberal white people like yanked that out of the hands of black people who are trying to be protective of it.
And you're not less of a person because you understand how other people live. You're not less of a person. I mean, I think in the eyes of God, you're a better person. But look, let's also clear this up. Comedy is exempt from woke. You know, the basis of comedy is that it's not woke. And comedy is an exaggeration of real life. And no matter what the comedy is, everybody, no matter what the joke is, everybody's not going to be happy. Some people are going to be laughing their asses off, and some people are going to be highly offended. Well, it's comedy. You shouldn't be offended by comedy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.